All right, can we have, thank you. All right, Board Member Gunther, you asked for a caucus?
Yes, sir, I did. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to offer an amendment to the motion that you have on the board. And that amendment would read, "I move the Forest Practices Board approve the potential habitat break presented to the board this morning. A potential habitat break will identify a point along a stream channel where one or more of these changes in the stream character is identified. A gradient of 5%, a bank full channel with decreases of 30% equals 30%, a potential fish passage barrier, an abrupt step in the stream channel at least 20% slope, and a minimum elevation change greater than or equal to one upstream channel width." That's my amendment.
Okay. Is there more?
Mr. Chair, the rest of that was my friendly amendment offered to Bob's, which basically says, "I further move that the AMPA science panel develop a study plan for validation to be presented at the February 2018 meeting. This study plan shall be designed to, number one, validate the effectiveness of the proposed changes from data included in the science panel report, and two, augment and validate new data from geographical areas not represented in the current data." So essentially, Bob's recommendation is to accept the three recommendations of the science panel. Mine is to go forward with it, but to have a study plan presented where we do the validation of augment the data.
Okay, so is there a second to the amendment?
Please, also. I'm confused on where we are.
Well, okay, so we have a motion on the table.
Right.
Okay.
Which is your motion to delay.
It's my motion to delay.
Right.
He is suggesting an amendment to that motion.
Right.
If my memory on Robert's rules is correct, an amendment has to be voted on before the motion can be voted on.
So
is that correct, Mr.?
That is true, but this amendment actually is inconsistent with the first
right.
sentence of the standing motion.
Yes.
So something has to happen with the first sentence. And that could be either that this motion to amend proposes to strike the first sentence pertaining to delay approval of the PHB recommendations until the February 2018 board meeting. So something has to happen
okay.
with that sentence. It could either be voted on first and then this motion could be taken up separately, or the motion to amend needs to
also amend,
alter that portion of the standing motion, and then that could be voted on.
And that's what I would like to do, is strike the out of the first sentence, as the our advisor just said. So, in other words, do something with the first sentence. That's
you're actually asking for a replacement motion.
Can I just ask you a question? It sounds like what Board Member Gunther and Board Member Nelson are proposing is actually a change to Bob's motion number 7. It looks more related to motion number 7.
Yes, and the reason I bring that up is that without an amendment to if this motion were to pass, my motion would not even be considered. So that's why I bring the amendment up.
Doesn't Tom's part of the motion address the first question or first sentence? Or no?
No, I mean, okay. So let me make sure we, and I'm going to ask, make sure Mr. Ferrister, acting as parliamentarian, has me, and that I'm on. My understanding is basically the amendment is a replacement motion to a motion that's already on the table.
So in other words, if I could, Mr. Chairman, I move that the Forest Practices Board strike delay as my amendment. Strike delay in your motion. From your motion.
So I think the effect, if I may, I think the effect of Board Member Gunther's motion is sort of akin to a legislative striker amendment where the, everything in the pre-existing, in the legislative arena, it would be a bill. Everything in the pre-existing bill would be stricken and then replaced with a new proposal.
Yes.
And so the existing motion that the chair offered and that Board Member Sweeting seconded as amended was the first sentence of the motion one that was handed out. And what I hear Board Member Gunther saying is that that his motion is to strike that first sentence, the substantive first sentence that was moved and seconded, and replace it with this motion. Is that correct, Board Member Gunther?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I ask a process question?
Yes. Absolutely.
So given that we have a motion that's been proposed and seconded already, what do we have to do to accept his amendment? Since it's absolutely different and really opposite of the thing that we put forward and amended.
So the proper way to handle that, my understanding is that Board Member Gunther's motion, as I've explained it, has that been seconded by Board Member Smith? So the motion to amend, as we've explained it, has been moved and seconded. And so there's a question that could be either discussed or a call for a vote on the amendment. And then if the amendment passes, then the original motion is moot because it's been superseded by the striker.
Right.
If the motion to amend fails, then you're back to the original question of Chair Bernath's motion, which you've seconded. Does that make sense to everybody?
Okay, so I will ask for discussion on the amendment.
Well, if I could, Mr. Chairman, the reason I bring this up is that I believe sincerely that our team and this whole team has driven a stake in the ground to move this process forward. In no way, shape, or form are we trying to do anything that will inhibit the opportunity for fish to survive. And I think that we've got this stake in the ground. We've invested a lot of effort in putting this forward. And I just hate to go back and lose this opportunity that's been put forth to us already. And Hans and his group have done a tremendous job, and I think that there's potential down the road to continue this research and make it right for both sides of the state. So I would like to proceed to with this motion and make this happen across the state. And, that's what I've got to say. I'm in favor of the motion.
Okay. Any other discussion from board members? Board Member Nelson.
Yeah, Mr. Chair. Two things. I agree with this sentiment that the science team responded because we projected a sense of urgency. They responded. Those are all busy people, and they didn't have to do that. I think it was very, very hard to ever ask them to do it again if we now turn around and say, well, we want to delay. And I think that that's a bad message to send. I don't like the idea of delaying. The reason I offered the addendum to Bob's was to kind of summarize in a much simpler, readable fashion your motions 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. It basically says the same thing. We want a study plan to look at these issues. So that's just by way of explanation. I really think we should go forward.
Okay. Any other comments from board members? Board Member Sandeen.
So I appreciate the concern for the scientists and science team and people's time. And I won't belabor the point I made on the original motion that, you know, commending everybody's work and the fact that we've gotten close. But I do want to point out this sentence from the scientist's report on page 14. It says, "We cannot emphasize enough that the data are not perfect and have a number of limitations, including having only a small number of points from Eastern Washington and were collected largely by landowners on their lands and should be used with caution." To me, that is not a perfect or even adequate set of information in order to make a permit. And the scientists themselves gave us that guidance. So yes, and I guess the follow-up comment is that we're all either in formal or informal adaptive management. And yes, with hindsight, we would have given them more time, and that would have been a higher quality process. And I apologize just for my own part for contributing to the sense of need of urgency. I think we all had that, and I wish we would have structured it a different way, but we didn't. We have a certain product, we learned from it. And I don't think delaying a few months negates the quality of effort within the limitations, but actually allows for a much more solid product, given that these rules are going to be in place for quite some time.
Board Member Herrera.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I had said earlier, this is a permanent water typing rule. And I won't apologize for having this sense of urgency to get something in place, because it's important to have a permanent rule in place. That being said, though, as I said earlier also, you know, it needs to be the right rule, a good rule that'll work to protect fish. And right now, our concern, despite the hard work and the good work of the science panel, the staff people, and industry people who put a lot into this because there is an urgency. Despite this, it doesn't do enough to protect fish, to protect the resources, the property of the tribes, and that's the fish. So the delay, it's not about the science. You know, as good a job as folks did, it's not, in our view, the best available science, because it's too limited to be able to say that. So we have the opportunity, even though there's an urgency, to delay this to make it the best available science, to provide time to fill those scientific gaps that are there right now that make it weak. And I will also go back to the point of what I heard the federal agencies say is that the report, the recommendations as they are today, what I heard won't satisfy the feds, in that they don't believe that the state would be meeting the commitments that they made in the HCP if they adopt these recommendations.
Board Member Smith.
So, looking at what Paula had talked about here, if you continue reading, it says, "However, they do represent the only high-quality data available at the time of our analysis and have largely been reviewed and accepted through a regulatory concurrence process. These data indicate that the proposed criteria perform better than the current interim criteria." And it goes on to say, "Fourth, these criteria, a difference in gradient of 5% and 30% reduction in channel width were originally recommended by the Timber Fish and Wildlife Water Typing Committee in 1999 and were successfully applied in a research study. Thus, the proposed interim criteria appear to be implementable." So now the science team here is saying this is implementable, what they proposed to us today.
Grant Carmen, if I had allowed staff to actually make a staff recommendation, they would have said anything in that table is implementable, repeatable, and enforceable. So just to be clear on that.
Board Member Nelson.
Yeah, I have a question. I'm not sure I heard the same report from the feds that Mr. Rivera did, but the question is, there seems to be a sentiment with a significant part of this board that we're going to delay and somehow magically a bunch of really clean, good data that covers the whole geography of the state is going to appear in a usable format that's just going to plow in and solve all of our problems. Where is this going to come from? I don't speak for the whole industry, but our company gave data. We will be hesitant to give data again if this is the case, because I don't think you're being fair to those people that went out and offered this stuff up, quite frankly. Number two, is DNR going to put together all the PDFs and go back through and do the process that the landowners did the first time? And are you going to do it by February? Is that a feasible target? I asked you this last board meeting, and you told me you could do it, but it'd be tight. So are you guys going to go out and get all these watertight mods and go through the same process that the science panel had prepared? And if so, can you do that by February?
Yeah, Board Member Nelson, as Chair Bernath indicated before, we are going to commit staff resources. If that's the board's direction to go down that path, whether or not we can get it done will depend to a large extent on the nature of the task that's put before the group that needs to work on it. In other words, how many data points, for example, from what source. Those sorts of things will largely determine the likelihood that we'll be able to get the work done.
So the answer is yes.
Yes? Well, I didn't see Hans jumping up to answer that question. Yes, very quickly.
Well, because, the staff and I talked yesterday and identified some resource internal that we could redirect. And, but I don't want to pretend to anybody around this board what the source we're going to go after. We're going to go after the same source you did. Large type modification forms. And so the notion that in a very short time frame, even though it's an extended time frame, that people are going to go out and gather new data, I think that's just that's not realistic. What we can do is dig through the water type mods for the east side, and we can look through the water type mods in those areas of the west side that are not represented and add to the data and in much the same way you already think.
I don't mean to belabor this, but I find it somewhat offensive that there's an implication that the data that's been presented today is somehow tainted because it came from landowners. And no one said that in so many words, but there's an innuendo in there that I find it offensive, so I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Any other discussion from board members? Because I'm about ready to call a question. Board Member Herrera. A
couple of comments. First of all, I've never questioned the validity of the data that was provided. What I've said is that that's not a robust enough set of data in our view, to develop a permanent water type rule. As you said, Mr. Chairman, even the data that you would provide would be the same data. It would just be more. What we're saying is that that set of data by itself is not enough, in our view, to get a good rule done. So I want to be clear about that.
Okay.
Excuse me, before the vote is called?
Yes.
I don't mean to be a parliamentarian proctor, but what I heard Board Member Gunther move and Board Member Smith second was the top part that I move and down to the three bullets, and there has not been a motion regarding the I further move, and it may not be necessary for Board Member Nelson to bring that part of the motion forward now, but I just want to make clear that that's not on the table yet.
Well, Mr. Farrister, I thought that was a friendly amendment.
And I would accept that friendly amendment.
Okay.
Is that the case? To the, whoever seconded.
Yep.
Yes, okay.
Okay, thank you. Clear that, I find that.
Read it, please, into the record.
I read it already.
You did.
You did read it.
You did read it.
Okay, are we ready for the question?
And this is on the second vote, this is the amendment.
This is on the amendment, correct.
This is, the amendment that's up there, we're voting on that now?
Correct.
Gotcha. Good.
So, everybody in favor, Mr. Herrera? Board Member Herrera?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion, an amendment, that if we're gonna adopt an option today, that we adopt option number 9 from the science panel. And then and then we develop the direct staff to develop a validation study to apply to that.
So your amendment would can you bring down the text a little bit? Your amendment would replace the criteria that Ms. Board Member Gunther put in there for the criteria in option 9 and table 3 of the report.
That's correct.
Is there a second to Board Member Herrera's amendment? I'm going really deep in amendments here.
So he's amending the amendment.
He's amending the amendment.
Can I ask a question before, do we have to have a second before we discuss?
We have to have a second in order to discuss the amendment, otherwise the amendment does not move forward.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Now I can ask my
discussion.
Question. Would it be acceptable, Board Member Herrera, to, instead of saying option 9 on there, to include option 9 to be evaluated for effectiveness alongside of option 7 when we do the validation? I think you have a point about the difference in 5 and 10 depending upon the stream, intuitively. But that's not what the science team came forward. We could stick with the science team, but earmark that option to be evaluated and validated when we go forward to continue the work on where we're going. I would consider that.
As Mr. Peters testified this morning, is we had a discussion with tribes about this science panel report and the options, and all of the tribal representatives that were at the meeting or on the call were willing to support option number 9. Along with conducting the validation study.
Board Member Sabine.
So Board Member Herrera, understand the desire to consider that option if we were to move forward today. And I'm wondering, this is a question both for you and for Chair Bernath. It's getting a little convoluted in terms of the number of amendments. And so it seems like in one form or another, we're trying to decide between do we delay and allow for more robust data to be collected. That's essentially one option. The other option is, do we move forward with the science panel's recommendations as is and a validation study? And then your amendment would be, do we move ahead, but instead of the science team recommendations, we do option 9? And I'm wondering if it's possible to have the vote on, a simple vote on, do we delay or do we take do we move forward with science team options today, and then depending on the outcome of that, as I'm thinking about this, maybe it's not possible, and maybe I see what you're doing, but it's confusing to me. It's not confusing to me to vote on the difference between the chair's motion and board member Gunther's motion. It's much more ambiguous for me to vote on your amendment. And so I'm just trying to decide how we deal with that, because we're all sort of nervous about what the outcome of this first vote is going to be. Are we going to be able to all get what we need to based on this first vote? And it's just getting so muddy. I'm trying to figure out if there's a way to sort of sequence, do we delay or not? Do we go with science recommendation, panel's recommendations, or not? Or do we go with something different that's still on the table? So we move forward today with something different. It's kind of like these three options. And I'd like a cleaner way of doing that, I guess.
So, because we've got three different motions on the table now, and they've all been seconded, we got to start with the last amendment that was put on the table. And the amendment, if I understand correctly, and I'll repeat this, Board Member Barrera and Seconder Davies, we replace what was basically a description by Board Member Gunther of using the criteria in option 7 in table 3 of the report with option 9 criteria, correct? And nothing else changes. You still have the validation study? Okay, all right. So that's what we need to vote on first, is which option to go with. And so if you vote, and I'll be clear about this, okay? I'm going to really try to be clear about this. Okay. If you vote in favor of Amendment 2, you are voting for Option 9 out of the Table 3 in the report, okay? Okay? So you're amending Mr. Gunther's amendment with option 9 instead of option 7. Okay?
And also to clarify that, but if you vote for that and that motion passes, it means we're moving ahead and we're not going to be able to delay that.
Not true.
No,
this because the second motion, then we go vote second we will motion. Take is on Mr. Board Member Gunther's amendment as to whether we're going to move forward or not.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Have we got it all clear? You're right. It would have been more convenient to do it the other way around. But because the way we vote on these things, we're going to have to do it a little backwards.
Okay, so again, just to be perfectly clear, voting on Amendment 2 just means if we move forward, we're moving forward on option 9.
Correct.
Okay, and then we get a chance to decide if whether or not we're going to move forward.
Correct.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Board Member Willett.
Unless it's in my packet here, I cannot read option 9. Is it in?
It's
page 23.
Okay.
Very tough.
Find that now.
I believe the nuance is there's a baseline gradient.
10%.
Thank you.
So the big difference is between 5% and 10%.
One was recommended by the science panel.
As well as what?
One was option 7 was recommended by the science panel. Option 9 is not.
Okay. So. Are all the board members clear on the first vote we're going to take? And the first vote is about whether option 9 will be considered as part of Mr. Gunther's amendment. Okay? So, all in favor of option 9 the amendment changing option 7 to option 9, please raise your hand. So there's four people. Those against the amendment, please raise your hand. So 6 to 4.
Yeah, 6 to 4. So,
okay.
Abstention?
Did somebody not?
I'm abstaining.
You're abstaining. Okay, thank you. All right, thank you. Any abstentions? Okay. Thank you.
Was that 12th vote?
What's 12th vote?
There's no? Two abstentions.
No, it's two abstentions.
There were two? All right, let's try this again. Everybody in favor of option 9, please raise their hand.
I changed my vote.
All right. Everybody opposed to option 5, please raise your hand.
Option 9?
Opposed to option 9, yes. 6.
Great, thank you.
So have we got abstentions? One abstention. Okay, thank you. The motion doesn't pass, right? It's 6-5-1. All right, so we're back to Mr. Gunther's original amendment, and I'm going to be really, try and be really clear about that as well. If you vote in favor of this amendment, you are voting to move forward with option 7 and all the other stuff in there about validation. Okay. So those in favor of Board Member Gunther's amendment, please raise your hand. 4. Those against the amendment to move forward, please raise your hand. 8. Thank you. I think we've got a path forward now. So.
Is there a reason we can't have a little caucus here?
We can, we're just running out of time. It's the only problem.
5 minutes.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Yep. So let's go ahead and vote on the motion.
Yes.
All right.
This is the stall motion.
This is the original motion. The delay motion.
The delay to get better science motion.
All right.
The delay replacement.
Okay. Everybody in favor of delaying until February, and making the potential habitat recommendations at February 18 meeting. Everybody in favor of that, please raise your hand. 8. Everybody against that motion, please raise your hand. 4. Thank you. All right, now would you like to caucus?
I would.
All right, 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Okay.